Jim, so many plus points from today's victory, you know, as a management team and as a squad. What's your overall assessment of the game?
Very happy to get through, Brendan. Obviously, a very difficult challenge in Derry, and that's the way that it panned out, particularly in the first half. They brought a lot of nous and intelligence and gameplay and the ability that they have within their group, you know, and asked a lot of questions. And that was always going to be the case anyway. You know, we had spoken a lot about that. We were hopefully prepared for that as best we could have been, you know, so we had to, classic Ulster Championship game, you know, it was cagey and a lot of intelligence on the pitch and people asking certain questions, and we were trying to break free a bit and hit them on the counter. They were getting very big moments on the counter as well, none more so than the goal. And all of that was kind of playing out, but we eventually settled and found a good rhythm in the second half and into the breeze. It was very pleasing to get that score up on the board at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the mindset of the team going in, Jim, so many people are writing off Derry going into this. Was there any difficulty? People talk about complacency. You don't do complacency. The brilliant league run, so you could feel that sense of calm in Donegal's play today, even when Derry had their purple patches.
Well, it would be very kind of disingenuous of me to even go down that road, considering it was a role reversal with Derry and Donegal last year. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wrote us off as well, but we still believed we could do it. So obviously we knew Derry coming in, you know, even though the league hadn't panned out the way that they would have liked, I would imagine, we knew exactly, not exactly, but we had a very good idea about what they were going to look to do. You know, they play very intelligently on transitional moments, and then they can create situations then in established attack where they actually as well create transitional moments, and they were doing that extremely well in the first half. So it was about trying to manage that and navigate that, and then obviously on top of that then, you know, trying reclaim a bit of that, you know, which I think we did in the second half, and we kept them on the peripheries much more. They weren't able to penetrate, and it meant that our structure was much more solid.
Yeah, in the first half, Jim, there was a few occasions they almost got in for a goal. You know, Patton had the double save, which was top class. The goal that they got then from Higgins, a response to it, you know, the goal and the point straight after, before half time. Just going back to that, Devil, you could see from the Donegal team, you know, it didn't matter what Derry were going to throw at them. There's a certain level of calmness that we're just going to go back to our system and it's going to come through for us. And it was a brilliant finish to the half.
No, listen, I hope so. You know, we weren't overly calm on the sideline now because we were very annoyed that our centre-half back was off the pitch. Like, you know, he cramped in his calf and he has to leave the pitch, and then they score the goal in that moment. You know, he's standing beside us on the sideline and they're going straight down the middle of the structure from our point of view, and he's in the sideline beside us. So I don't know about that. Like, the same thing happened as last year in Celtic Park. It's very frustrating, you know, but
how would you deal with it, Jim? Do you think
I don't
a bit
know.
Like the blood sub thing, could you, if a man's getting treatment, should somebody be able to go in for him?
I don't know if it's even a question that should be directed at coaches. Like, you know, we're at the coalface trying to manage and coach. Other people are at the coalface trying to, you know, organise and develop that part of the game. But I think whatever way that it falls, it should be in a situation where, you know, there's no disadvantage. Like, you shouldn't be at that level of a disadvantage, you know. And going back to Derry, they wanted to play in transitional moments. You know, they've got a sideline ball, our man's off the pitch, and then bang, you know, they sense that moment. And you're a man down, and against top quality players, when you're defending with a man down, it's going to be difficult to keep them out, and that's what happened.
Yeah, 7 up at half time, Jim. You know, Derry only scored 1-5, which was very good defensively from us. Blistering start to the second half, 2-2 pointers and a score. But after that, those 7 scores in a row from ourselves really dominated the kick out, and there was the platform for the victory.
No, the kick outs were very important. I suppose our own kick outs are very important as well. And obviously, you know, with the turnovers, it gives us sort of those transitional moments. You know, I thought we had a lot of really good transitional moments. Shane, Kieran, Moore coming from deep, Padder, you know, Dara, there's a lot of men that really kind of asked questions vertically. And in the second half, and listen, you don't need me to tell you that we're very comfortable playing against the breeze in Donegal. Like, it's not something that you're in the dressing room going, how are we going to do this? They're doing it almost every single week in their club football, you know, it's just the way it is, you know. And so if there's a breeze and you've got to play up a hill, and that's not going to put us off. It just means you have to double down, you know. Most important thing is getting hands on the ball, and if you can get hands on the ball, then you can go, and the support, you know, we would feel that we have people that can go and support that ball then, you know.
Yeah, and Jim, just on an attack element there, you mentioned Shane, some of the power running from himself, Mogan, Murr, you know, Darrell Boyle was unbelievable. Darrell's two-pointer kick. So just think of the point there, Shane set up for Mogan that time. Derry didn't look like they could actually keep pace with Donegal. The athleticism coming from deep from Donegal sometimes just seems unstoppable.
Well, I don't know about unstoppable, because everything's stoppable, but definitely, you know, we're fortunate. There's a lot of good lads there. They're very dedicated, you know, and they look after themselves, and they're putting themselves in a good position to be able to go and do these types of things, you know. Like, I suppose what you've seen today is a culmination of a lot of work and a lot of discipline and a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, thankfully, you know, when you get into a championship game and you've got your home crowd and a big atmosphere and a nice day and everything, it's nice for the like of Shane to be able to go then and open up his legs and do that and ask that question. I think that's you know, there has to be a trade-off. With all the sacrificing, there has to be that sort of trade-off as well. And so that's one aspect of it, and the work we're trying to do off the pitch in terms of, you know, the conditioning. And then obviously there's an athletic profile there that, you know, that's a bit natural as well. You know, we're fortunate we have that sort of a number of players that can do that, you know. So all of those things, I think, factored into it. But at the end of the day, you still have to have the, you know, the motivation and the attitude to go and ask the question. And that was very, very encouraging that we were able to do that. Even in established attack, Patrick, you know, punched holes, dropped the shoulder, stepped inside, and basically was saying, you know, there's a gap there, or there's a half a gap there, but I'm going to force my way through, and I'm going to get something out of this attack. And that's the same type of thing, just in a more condensed area, you know.
Yeah, and it's a huge plus from a squad perspective today. Obviously, not many people have seen Michael Murphy starting today and playing the whole game, which was huge. And of course, McBurdy, he's absolutely flying, comes back in, picks up where he left off. But of course, you know, Oisin Gallen, who was one of the few players not to play the last couple of games. And of course, Jason McGeehan as well. Jim, brilliant to see all these players back, you know, really pushing for squad places. It just gives you a lot of different ways tactically to look at games, and if games are going against you, you know, you have a serious squad there.
Well, we're trying to build it, like, you know, and I suppose at the end of the day, we came up short last year, and we came up short because maybe the depth wasn't there that we maybe thought was there, and we have asked a lot of people to rejoin the squad to try and create a bit of depth. And obviously, there's always going to be injuries, and there's always going to be people, you know, that are thereabouts, and you're trying to build that and build minutes and sort of develop the squad as well. We give people a chance over the last couple of rounds of the league, and also... That's what you need. Like, all of them people that you're looking at there, and maybe some of them that aren't on that list, they're all going to be needed. They're all going to be needed over the course of this campaign. And, you know, for us, it's just kind of trying to build that night after night. And the best way to do that is win. You know, we won the game, we're going to progress, and that gives you a chance to do that again. And then all them fellas will be out, you know, battling against each other on Tuesday and Thursday night coming, you know.
Yeah, and just last question for me, Jim. Obviously, Monaghan looking ahead now, Gabriel Bannigan's doing a fantastic job. You're very respectful to Derry, as you always would be. Monaghan are teaming up, though. You know, they've had a brilliant league campaign. They were only out of the division for one season. They're a top team, Jim, and, you know, in many ways, the former young Byrne, you know, Bannigan, Hanlon, you know, Began, two-pointer kicks, you know, they've got an array of talent and a bench as well. You know, they really took the game to Roscommon the last day. So that's a formidable team waiting now for the quarter.
It definitely is. And... for me, they're one of the most exciting teams in the country. They're playing on the front foot. They're man-marking all over the pitch. Their first thought process is, you know, first four steps forward. They're very fluid. They've got really good fitness levels, because you can't play that game. You know, you can't play that game. They absolutely just went for it in the league final and kept it going the whole way through, you know. So they are bringing a lot to the table. And then obviously... every Ulster Championship game between Donegal and Monaghan has always been extremely difficult to navigate, and they're at home, You know, they're at home. So even though we're happy tonight and we're content tonight and we'll go home and we'll enjoy this evening and relax, you know, it's back to ground zero tomorrow and we've got to start the process all over again and get our minds around what that next challenge looks like.